101.7 AM 920 KWAD. I'm CJ Baumgartner. It's 8:11 on a Wednesday. Good morning, 25 degrees in downtown Wadena. It is Wednesday, and of course, we're talking with Nicole Strasik, a reporter at the Wadena Pioneer Journal. Joins us every Wednesday morning to chat about what's going on in the paper. Hey, Nicole, great to talk to you again.
Good morning, CJ. How you doing?
Good, good. How was Halloween at the Strasik residence?
It was a good one. I mean, it was a little bit of a grumpy teenager situation, but didn't get any hot tamales, that's for sure.
Good. And you weren't giving them out to the kids either.
No, good. Definitely not. So I enjoyed it because this year I get to just hand out the candy mostly and see all the cute little kiddos in their costumes. And then my kids go out and about on their own.
Do you have like a mom tax where like when they bring in the candy you just kind of help yourself, or do you just pour it into one big bowl anyways when it's all said and done?
Oh no. I dig through and pick out my faves, and that is like the mom tax. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
What candy did you pick out yesterday where you're like, "Yes."
There was some Laffy Taffys in there that I was like, "Okay, yep, these are going to be mine." And then I, of course, stole some Kit Kats because those are my favorite.
Perfect.
Yep.
All right. So what's going on at the Wadena Pioneer Journal? Anything people should be catching out for in the paper?
Yeah. So we have a lot of stuff coming out this week. First of all, the new Dairy Queen, or not new, but the Dairy Queen is reopening, and that's today.
Today?
Today. Yes. So that's on the front page. You can read all about it. That'll be a really cool thing. Everyone can go hook themselves up with a blizzard right in time for the snow. So that's fun. We have another really cool thing that is Partners for a Healthy Wadena. They're kind of reconvening. It's a nonprofit organization, and they are having a meeting on Monday night, 7 p.m. at the depot. And everyone is invited to attend and give feedback and talk a little bit about the upcoming Highway 71/29/Highway 71, 10, and 29 improvements that are slated to happen in 2025. They're going to talk about repurposing some of the downtown stuff, including like some hanging baskets, possibly for flower hanging baskets for next spring. What's going to happen with the Wesley building? That'll be another topic of conversation. And also just kind of working on developing a creative community plan.
Awesome.
So, yeah.
What's it been like? Have you gotten to talk with any of those organizers, or is it kind of just waiting for that meeting to happen and getting to catch up then? What have you done to kind of talking with them so far?
Well, I've actually done quite a bit. So this kind of stems from in the 90s, the governor's design team had come to Wadena, and there was the same group, this Partners for a Healthy Wadena, had convened and had worked with the governor's design team, which is a bunch of different professionals like architects and city planners and different things like that. And so what came out of that from the 90s was the entrance signs that you see when you come into Wadena, the street lamps, the beautification of the Burlington Northern Park and the depot restoration, and as well as like the way the sidewalks are with the pavers and some of that kind of stuff. So, you know, that was really great. I am talking to a few people that were on the original Partners for a Healthy Wadena, and then also spoke with both Vicky Chappellis and Kent Shear, who are also now on the committee. And so they're talking about how they can just kind of revitalize and what's going to happen for the future of Wadena. And so if you're interested in you know, being part of that or have some great ideas, I bet they would really love anyone to come in and just kind of, you know, join the conversation. So it's really great.
Awesome. Anything else you're working on over at the Journal, or any other stories people should check out?
Yeah. So this weekend on the 4th, we have Morning with Minnesota Authors, which is coming to the public library. It's a free event. There is 5 authors, including their keynote speaker, which is Candace Smar. And she is a fantastic author who has a series of books based on the Abercrombie Trail and what it was like back in the early 1800s and all of that stuff that goes into that. It's really interesting. So she'll be speaking. She's the keynote speaker. And then you can visit with authors, there's book signings, and there's a drawing. So that'll be really fun, too, to check that out if you have some time and bebop to the library.
Yeah. You know, never a bad time to get to kind of check some of that out and get to pick their brains and get to hear from them.
Yes, absolutely. I think so, too. It's a really cool thing. And, you know, if you haven't checked out the new library, that's a really good time to do that.
Right. Exactly. So have you gotten a chance to walk in that new library? What's your opinion of it?
Yes, I did. And it was very cool. They have a lot of new spaces. They have like some nooks that they kind of carved out for, you know, different age groups. They have a section that's just for kids. There's some really cool learning activities and some learning computers in there. And then they have like a new maker space, which another thing was with Kent Shear. He is going to be holding a brass rubbing class at the library on the 9th and the 18th. And so that's a free event in or a free class that you can take. And it's a really cool thing to learn about and to do the brass rubbing. And so it's basically taking, you know, like a metal plate style thing that's got some designs and intricate designs, and then you would rub like charcoal. I think it's charcoal. I'm sure there's like a more fancier word for it that Ken would probably be able to tell us. But that's a really cool thing too. So check that out at the library.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Nicole, anything else that people should be watching out for in the paper this week or anything else you have coming up?
You mean other than KWOD celebrating 75 years?
Oh, is that happening?
Mm-hmm. That is happening. So I have a question for you,
okay,
CJ.
What has been
your most memorable moment as a radio announcer here?
Well, one of my more memorable moments here for me personally was I got to interview one of my first weeks here. I got to interview Dick Bramer, who, of course, is from Staples, did the Twins TV. Now he just retired, stepped aside. But he was doing a book. He had his book coming out, and he was going to be in Pine Grove Park. And so he wanted to do an interview to kind of promote it. And so I got to talk with him like one of my first weeks here. It was really, really cool. That's one of my more memorable ones. I'm sure there's a whole bunch that now I'm just blanking on.
Yeah.
But I mean, there's never a dull moment here in this building getting to do some of that stuff. So that's one of the more memorable moments I've had personally in my time here, little over 2 years. So
nice. Yeah. I like it.
It's been
very cool.
It's been fun. And then, of course, just a whole ton of sporting events that we've gotten to call here on the KWAD airwaves, which have been really, really fun, whether it's been Fargo Dome games, getting to call a game at U.S. Bank Stadium, state baseball tournament, getting to call my alma mater and Bertha Hewitt. And Bertha Hewitt Verndale in a state tournament baseball game is really fun. So there's been a whole lot of stuff that I've enjoyed over doing stuff on KWAD.
Excellent. Well, very cool.
Yeah, it's been fun, and we look forward to sharing everybody with that birthday celebration we have coming up. That is going to be Wednesday, November 8th at the Depot in Wadena, open house, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. We got a ton of people coming there. We got some previous on-air personalities who are excited to come and get to share stuff like that too. So come and join us, Cake and Coffee.
Yes.
If you're on the fence. So.
And I'll be there.
Awesome. Perfect. Then you can talk to Nicole, too.
Yes, you can talk to me.
You've become an on-air personality here on KWAD, just so you know.
Oh,
so,
thank you.
So welcome to the club.
Thank you.
We don't have any cards, but we do have great personalities.
Thank you.
Nicole, hey, where can people check out your work at the Pioneer Journal, and how can they get a hold of you if they want to send you any story tips?
Yes. Okay, so the paper comes out today. So grab yourself a copy of the paper and learn about all the good stuff that we have. We have some stuff coming out about Highway 10 that we met with MnDOT last week with the city council. So that'll be some good information. And you can reach me at nstrasek, S-T-R-A-C-E-K, at wadinapj.com. Or you can call the office at 218-631-2561 or visit us online at www.wadinapj.com.
Nicole Strasek, a reporter at the Wadena Pioneer Journal, joins us live as she does every Wednesday morning to talk about what's going on and to give us a little sneak peek of the paper to get the full story. Like Nicole said, go buy the paper. It's out this morning. So, Nicole, thanks again for joining us, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Sounds good. Take care.
Nicole Strasek, Wadena Pioneer Journal. And